Deadly cliff collapse, cookies recall. I'm Barton Eckert. Three people have been killed in California when a giant portion of a bluff fell on them to the beach below. More from Jim Roop.
It happened around 3 o'clock Friday afternoon at a popular beach in Encinitas, about 30 miles north of San Diego near Carlsbad. Encinitas Fire Chief Mike Stein says the amount of heavy sand and stone that fell onto beachgoers is significant.
It's about a measurement of about 25 feet by 30 feet and about, at its height, about 10 feet high.
That's several tons of sand, rock, and debris. Two of the injured are critical. There are roughly 4 to 8 such collapses every year, but authorities say usually not to this magnitude. It's unclear what caused the collapse. For now, it's being attributed to erosion. I'm Jim Roop.
Entenmann's announcing a recall of one of its baked goods. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum says it involves small packages of a popular cookie.
The recall affects the 5-pack mini chocolate chip variety of Entenmann's Little Bites soft baked cookies with best buy dates of August 31st, 2019 at September 7th, 2019. The bakery received reports that people found small pieces of blue plastic in the packages and on cookies. No plastic was found inside any cookies, though. There were no reports of anyone being harmed.
President Trump says he will be reviewing three candidates this weekend to succeed as outgoing Director of National Intelligence. Since his initial pick, Congressman John Ratcliffe withdrew from consideration. More from Sarah Westwood.
There had been virtually no vetting done of Ratcliffe. Republican senators, even allies of President Trump, had been contacting the White House, expressing those worries that he would have a difficult road to confirmation. Democrats, too, had vowed to block his nomination, in no small part because of those worries about him bringing partisanship into the intelligence community.
A majority of House Democrats now favor moving along toward an impeachment inquiry against the president. I'm Barton Eckert.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-529-2856.
Write it down.
800-529-2856.
A new survey finds the most frequently stolen new cars in our country. Correspondent John Stolness with more.
Thieves have their eyes on cars with lots of horsepower and heavy-duty trucks, with the Dodge Charger Hemi the most stolen vehicle for the 2016-18 model years. The Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat came in at number 2, with two Infiniti models, the QX50 four-door and the QX80 at numbers 3 and 4. As for the least stolen car, the BMW 3 Series four-door, and a couple electric models, the Tesla Model S four-wheel drive and the Tesla Model X four-wheel drive are at numbers 2 and 3. Experts say the reason those cars are not stolen as often is because most are housed in garages for charging. I'm John Stolness.
Investors rattled by President Trump's latest escalation in his trade war with China drove another round of selling on Wall Street Friday, the worst week of the year for the market. I'm Barton Eckert.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. Overall, things are quiet on the major interstates. On 66 westbound at Route 29 in Centerville, there is an accident, but it is on the right shoulder, not causing any delays. Now, be aware of a bridge replacement project going on this weekend in Seven Corners. This will have Arlington Boulevard closed in each direction between Patrick Henry Drive and South Street, and also Wilson Boulevard will be closed in both directions between Leesburg Pike and Sleepy Hollow Road. Just watch for posted detours in the area.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Wamsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
Planning to sell your home, or if you had it previously listed and it didn't sell, call the Reynolds team. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty are killing it for home sellers. For over 30 years, Sarah and Debbie have been helping thousands of families sell and buy homes in our area. If you want to maximize the sale of your home, here's why you need to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. They already have the buyers, over 8,000 buyers in waiting. These buyers are screened and looking to buy right now. As a result, they sell their homes 3 times faster and net their sellers 6% more money on average. That's $30,000 more in your pocket. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price agreeable to you. That's guaranteed and that's in writing. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so that you can get started on your schedule with convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks, because a college education can work for your wallet too. University of Maryland University College, State University, Global Campus, made for you. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn a degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply now and we'll waive your application fee. Undergraduate classes start August 19th. Visit umuc.edu/radio and apply today. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's the Big Screen Store's Black Friday Summer Sale. Two 75-inch Samsung 4K TVs, just $19.99. Plus, save up to $2,000 on Samsung's best TVs. Get Black Friday pricing now. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. It's the Big Screen Store's Black Friday Summer Sale. Two 75-inch Samsung 4K TVs, just $19.99. Plus, save up to $2,000 on Samsung's best TVs. Get Black Friday pricing now. The Big Screen Store.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM,
good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton and our producer this morning, and a lot of news to cover. And first off, we do want to mention that ASAP Rocky has landed on American soil. Most important story of the morning, right? No, that was a big story this week. President Trump coming to the aid of the American rapper, asking the Swedish to release him. And he was released yesterday and returned home. And one note that the folks at TMZ are reporting that they don't believe that he will return to Sweden on August 14th for the verdict because it's a written verdict. And if he is found guilty, he would be ordered back for sentencing. But because the judges have allowed him to leave the country, the indications all point to a not guilty verdict. And this became a pretty big story because President Trump tweeting about it, and in his most recent tweet, the president said, ASAP Rocky released from prison and on his way home to the United States from Sweden. It was a rocky week. Get home ASAP. ASAP? I guess you have to read that to get the full trans. I don't know. But anyway, there is more important news to cover, obviously. John Ratcliffe was lined up to be the next director of national intelligence. The announcement was made on Monday. As of Friday, John Ratcliffe is out. The president spoke about it yesterday as to why John Ratcliffe's name was withdrawn.
Because I felt that Congressman Ratcliffe was being treated very unfairly. I was reading the press, and I think I am a student of the press. And I could see that the press was treating him, I thought, very unfairly. He's an outstanding man. And I asked him, I said, do you want to go through this for 2 or 3 months, or would you want me to maybe do something else? And he thought about it. I said, it's going to be rough. I could see exactly where the press is going. And fake news. He's a fine man. And so we hadn't started the process, and I thought it's easier before we start. But I read things that were just unfair. And he's just too good. He doesn't deserve it.
So a lot of speculation as to who the appointee will be. The president said he would take time over the weekend. He had a list of three names in his pocket. He teased the media in his presser on the White House lawn before he left for Bedminster late yesterday afternoon, but he did not take the piece of paper out of the pocket. Now, some people are talking about Sue Gordon. She is the deputy director of national intelligence, and the president was asked about this yesterday. Now, keep in mind, she's a member of the establishment, because she's the current deputy director. One of the reasons that the president wanted to bring in Ratcliffe was because he was from the outside and would shake it up. So the question is, would Sue Gordon possibly be the nominee? Here's how the president answered that question. Listen to what he says at the end when he actually asks a question of the media person.
Well, that might be. I like Sue Gordon. And Sue Gordon is there now, and I like her very much. I've always liked Sue Gordon. It could be. Yeah, it could be. We'll make another choice, and Sue will be, she's there now, and certainly she will be considered for the acting, and that could happen. We'll probably be talking about it either later today or next week. You like Sue Gordon?
You like Sue Gordon? Okay. Well, the president will take some time over the weekend at Bedminster to figure out what the next step is. Now, another big story at the end of the week, you may have heard that the ninth Republican announcing that he will not seek re-election, Texas Congressman Will Hurd, the only African-American Republican congressman. Of course, there is Tim Scott in the Senate, Will Hurd in the House of Representatives. He will not run for re-election. A lot of speculation as to why. He was on Fox News last night and explained why.
I'm looking forward to going to communities and helping candidates across the country. I'm still a Republican. Just because I'm not in Congress doesn't change that. So I'm looking forward to continuing to make sure that the Republican Party looks like America. You know, I represent the opportunity. I have the opportunity to represent the great state of Texas. And here in Texas, we have to make sure that the party looks like Texas. The two largest growing voting blocks in the country are minorities and young folks. And we need to be able to take a message to those communities. And I'm going to be able to do that outside the halls of Congress. I'm going to be able to do that continuing to work in foreign policy and technology. And I'm excited to run through the tape in my remaining months in Congress.
So those were the comments from Will Hurd last night. He spoke on Fox News, first time he'd come out and addressed the issue of his not running for re-election. The president was asked about it yesterday afternoon.
Well, I hear he's done a good job. I don't know Congressman Hurd, but I've heard he's done a good job. We differ on certain subjects, but I've heard he's actually done a good job. It's too bad he's leaving, but really don't know him.
Lots to cover on the Saturday Morning Update. We'll talk with John Gizzi later on this morning about possible successors to Will Hurd in Texas and also to John Ratcliffe as the potential director of national intelligence. We'll talk with John about that later on. KT McFarland will join us. Troop withdrawals in Afghanistan. We're going to ask KT about that. Also, the intermediate range nuclear missile treaty. President pulling out of that treaty with Russia. We'll ask Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland about that this morning. Jennifer Harper's coming up. Some very interesting poll numbers on how people are feeling about their political affiliations at this time of the season. And some very interesting audio on the way. Donnie Deutsch, critical of his own party. A lot of people within the Democratic Party have been criticizing the Democratic Party this week, and we'll have some of that going on. Cory Booker picks up 4 Pinocchios from the Washington Post. That's about almost as high as you can get. There's one more, but you really have to do a number to get to the top. But 4 Pinocchios for Cory Booker, and that's a whopper, as they defined it in the Washington Post, and we'll have that audio for you shortly. So plenty to cover on the Saturday Morning Update. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, watch out for an accident on westbound 66, just west Route 29 in Centerville in the right lane, but no delays through the area. Now, we are seeing some slow traffic on northbound 395 through a work zone that is still in place between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard, so you will find some slowdowns through the area. No delays so far to report on the Capitol Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking partly cloudy today with a high temperature of 89, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 90. Thunderstorms back in the picture for Monday with a high of 85. Cloudy on Tuesday, high 90, and thunderstorms possible on Wednesday with a high of 90. Right now in Washington, 72. We're headed to 89, 617 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and it's very interesting. The president spent 18 minutes yesterday afternoon as he left the White House to head up to Bedminster for the weekend in New Jersey, and he was quite chatty. He was asked about China and tariffs. You heard that the president announcing that as of September 1st, another potential $300 billion in tariffs would be levied on Chinese goods. Well, he was asked about that at the White House yesterday.
What does China need to do to avoid those tariffs going into force on September 1st?
Well, I think China, number one, you have to understand, we are so far behind. We have been treated so badly, and I don't blame China. I blame our past leaders, our past presidents, our past trade representatives. They've done a terrible job. China, we can't just go and make an even deal with China. We have to make a much better deal with China because right now they have a very unfair playing field, and I'm turning it around. So we're getting 25% of $250 billion, and now we'll be getting 10% of probably close to $350 billion. It's a lot of money. China has to do a lot of things to turn it around, but you'll be seeing. They've got to do a lot of things. It goes on September 1st. And frankly, if they don't do them, I can always increase it very substantially. In other words, I could increase it. If I wanted to, I could increase it to a very much higher number.
And that was not the only trade talk at the White House yesterday. The president signing legislation on an EU trade agreement. And he was surrounded by ranchers at the White House. But a trade agreement with the European Union talking about beef exports. And instead of me trying to explain it to you, I will let the president do it.
The agreement we signed today will lower trade barriers in Europe and expand access for American farmers and ranchers. In year one, duty-free American beef exports to the EU will increase by 46%. Over 7 years, they will increase by another 90%. In total, the duty-free exports will rise from $150 million to $420 million, an increase of over 180%. My administration is standing up for our farmers and ranchers like never before. We're protecting our farmers. We're doing it in many ways, including with China. Agricultural products and exports have increased by more than $10 billion. And beef exports have increased by more than 31%. In another major win, we fully opened the Japanese market to U.S. beef. We also opened markets in Tunisia, Morocco, and Australia. I think you're pretty happy about all that, right? You've never seen anything like that happen before, have you? Not with your other presidents, you haven't.
That's the president speaking at the White House yesterday. That was earlier in the afternoon before his presser as he left for Bedminster. A couple of notes that you may not hear on the national newscasts. I don't like to use the word mainstream. For some reason, I would prefer to say the national newscasts or the national cable outlets. But anyway, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has lost two top staff members. You remember the recent controversies. Well, her chief of staff is Saikat Chakrabarty. He's out, left Friday, packed up. Also, the communications director for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is planning to be her congressional spokesman until the end of the month, but then will be transitioning to the 2020 campaign to play the same role. They've been both accused for their aggressive tactics, and especially Chakrabarty, who had helped spark the rift between Ocasio-Cortez and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others. He was the one that likened moderate Democrats to new Southern Democrats in that tweet, and in effect had called them racists, and that did start off a firestorm. So that's one announcement at the end of the week in AOC's office. One you may not have heard about was the Monday night massacre earlier in the week. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee saw a mass departure of senior staff late Monday. That was amid the outcry over the lack of diversity within the committee's top ranks under Chairwoman Sherry Bustos. She's a Democrat in Illinois. The Communications Director, Jared Smith, Political Director, Molly Rittner, the Deputy Executive Director, Nick Panzerazio, the top communications aide, Melissa Miller, and the committee's diversity director, Van Ornelas, all resigned by Monday evening at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. The exits coming on the heels of the resignation of the committee's executive director, Allison Jaslow. She announced at an all-staff meeting earlier on Monday. So big shakeup at the DCCC, but you probably didn't hear about that. 6:23, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Good to have you with us.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
What's the best way to grow your money? While you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com.
Do you believe in magic?
Would you like to believe in magic?
Would you like to see actual magic?
All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And prepare to be amazed.
1-800-GOT-JUNK is a full-service junk removal company.
We make junk disappear right before your eyes.
All you have to do is point.
You're going to be amazed how quickly we can get there.
You're going to be amazed at how effortless it is.
Send us a signal and we'll be there.
In clean, shiny trucks.
In snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at a pile of tree limbs and a rusty old swing set.
Gone.
Point at a king-size mattress.
Gone.
Point at a dead TV, refrigerator, washer, or dryer.
Gone, 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 gone.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Just call us 90 minutes before you need us to be there.
All you have to do is point.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Diana got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Diana found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Diana.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you for joining us at 6:27. 19 Democrats. Where are they this weekend? The candidates are in Las Vegas. There is a huge labor union gathering in Las Vegas. 500 union members will be in the audience. It's the forum of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Something like AFSCME, if you see the acronym. That's the one. It's Public Employees Union, and they've got a 1.6 million members nationally. But the top contenders, Vice President Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, will be in attendance. Many candidates hosting other events around Nevada over the weekend. Nevada is the third state and the first in the West where Democratic voters will cast ballots in next year's primary. Nevada voters often cite the economy as one of the top concerns they want the next president to address. Interesting story that was in the New York Post a little earlier in the week, but I do want to mention this to you. This was earlier in the week on Monday. It came out in the New York Post. But again, unless you read the New York Post, you probably didn't hear about it. Google invited a who's who of A-listers, that's right, to a conference on the environment. Former President Barack Obama, Prince Harry, Leonardo DiCaprio, Katy Perry, they were all invited to the Sicilian seaside city of Verdura. It's Google Camp. It's a three-day event. The focus, fighting climate change. The Italian media went out to the airport. The Italian press reporting the attendees were expected to show up in 114 private jets. 40 of them had arrived by Sunday. New York Post crunched the numbers and found that 114 flights from Los Angeles to Palermo, Italy, where they had to land, would spew an estimated 100,000 kilograms of CO2 into the air. Okay, so I'm going to take my private jet from Los Angeles to Italy to go to an environmental conference. 6:29, Saturday Morning Update, WMIL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
It's 6:30, and a look at the news at this hour. President Trump's pick for the National Intelligence Director, Texas Representative John Ratcliffe, withdrawing from consideration after just 5 days of growing questions about his experience and qualifications. Democrats had openly dismissed the Republican congressman as an unqualified partisan. Republicans offered only lukewarm and tentative expressions of support. North Korea says that leader Kim Jong-un supervised another test firing of a new multiple rocket launcher system that could potentially enhance the country's ability to strike targets in South Korea and U.S. military bases there. The report by the official Korean Central News Agency came out this morning, a day after the South Korean military said it detected North Korea firing projectiles twice into the sea off its eastern coast, the third round of weapons tests in just over a week. North Korea has said that Kim supervised the first test of the same rocket artillery system on Wednesday. Authorities say the 19-year-old gunman who opened fire on a California food festival in Gilroy died from his own bullet, not those of the police. The Santa Clara County Medical Examiner Coroner's Office said Friday that Santino William Lagan shot himself on Sunday at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. That contradicts earlier accounts that the police had killed him. His assault with an AK-47 semi-automatic rifle killed three people, including two children. 13 others were injured in that shooting. A lawyer for the officer accused of using a chokehold in the death of Eric Garner says his client is disappointed an administrative judge recommended his firing. The lawyer says he remains cautiously optimistic the officer ultimately will not be dismissed. Attorney Stuart London saying yesterday that Officer Daniel Pantaleo did nothing wrong and plans to keep fighting for his job. He was suspended Friday, pending a final decision by the police commissioner, James O'Neill, in New York. A popular Southern California surfing beach is closed after a sea cliff collapsed, sent tons of sandstone onto beachgoers, killed three people. That cliff near Grandview Beach in the Encinitas area is still considered unstable, although clifftop homes are said to be in no immediate danger. 6:33, it's the Saturday morning update. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
An accident on westbound 66 just west of Route 29 in Centerville all cleared away. Travel lanes are open and not seeing any delays on 66 so far. Earlier roadwork in the Centerville area cleared up, and earlier roadwork on 95 in Virginia between Ward Bridge and Lorton has been picked up, and so far traffic moving well on 95. On 395, seeing some delays in the vicinity of Washington Boulevard through a work zone still in place there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 89. Partly cloudy Sunday, high 90. Isolated thunderstorms possible on Monday with a high of 85. Partly cloudy Tuesday, we should reach 90. More thunderstorms in the picture coming up on Wednesday with a high of 90 degrees. Right now in Washington, 72. We're headed to 89. 6:34 on the Saturday morning update.
Ah, summertime in the district. The best time of the year to get downtown and enjoy the city. Don't let parking stop you from getting to the best summer events DC has to offer. Use Spot Hero and book your spot in advance wherever you're headed. Just download the Spot Hero app, type in your destination, and reserve. You can even use Spot Hero to park at the airport or search for monthly parking options near your work or home. Plus, you'll get a great deal. Get $10 off your first park with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Lewis Carroll's Cheshire Cat said, if you don't know where you're going, then any road will do. Will any road take you to the future you want for yourself and your family? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. The Wise Investor Group can help put you on the right road to a successful financial future. Give us a call. We think we can help.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
If you're a registered nurse thinking about earning a bachelor's degree in nursing, you're in good company. According to the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, 86% of nursing employers prefer it. University of Maryland University College was founded for working adults like you. Our CCNE-accredited RN to BSN program is designed exclusively for registered nurses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits from previous coursework, saving you time and money toward your degree. And with frequent start dates, scholarships, and financial aid options for those who qualify, you can get started right away. Discover the university made for you. Earn your RN to BSN online from University of Maryland University College. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn a degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply now and we'll waive your application fee. Undergraduate classes start August 19th. Visit umuc.edu/radio and apply today. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Good morning. It's great to have you on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week from the Washington Times. She writes Inside the Beltway. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
The dust may settle this weekend after the two Democratic debates this week. So if I'm a Democratic voter that watched both of the debates, I'm confused because I'm not sure which direction the party is going in at this point.
Yeah, and you know, one word comes to mind here, Rick, and that's chaos, because there is a bit of a chaos in their post-debate world. And it's particularly chaotic this week because the Republican National Committee has revealed that they've raised $97 million so far, and the Democratic National Committee has only raised about $44 million. So we've got a little chaos going there. And we have to kind of look at the quality of the debates and what has happened in the aftermath, particularly the second debate when former President Obama was kind of the target in many ways. And it was interesting to watch how his former White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, erupted after this. And believe it or not, he went on the Fox Business Network to discuss his displeasure with his fellow Democrats. And he went and he said that Obama's got 90% favorability among Democrats and he's the most successful, progressive, prolific president. On and on he went. But also then he lit into his fellow Democrats. He said, what are they doing? Again, this is to the Fox Business Network. He said, every element of progressivity, from Woodrow Wilson to Teddy Roosevelt to Franklin Roosevelt, builds on the progress of the generations before and for generations to come. This is nuts. That's what Mr. Emanuel had to say about the Democrats in the post-debate world they are now living in. And we have to remember, too, their next debate is not until September, which kind of puts them in back on the campaign trail. And this is kind of the grueling campaign trail where they will be appearing at town hall meetings and diners and state fairs and so forth and so on. And if you're curious about that next debate, it's going to be in Houston. We're probably going to see a smaller field, possibly 8 to 10. And all the moderators and so forth and so on have not been quite worked out yet. And this will be hosted by ABC News. And the Democrats down in Texas are already ready. They say that Texas is a battleground state, period. We know that when Texas goes blue, the White House will follow. And in return, Kayleigh McEnany, she is the national press secretary for Mr. Trump's campaign, she said, they are the same radical Democrats, same big government socialist message, same winner of the debates is President Donald Trump. So that's your post-debate world for this morning.
Some people say Marianne Williamson won the Tuesday night debate. She is feisty, to say the least, takes no prisoners, and she got into it with Anderson Cooper on Thursday night and took no prisoners with Anderson either.
Yeah, this is all very surprising. I think a lot of people have been surprised by her presence on the stage itself. So anyway, in the larger sense, we have to remember that she may be fostering a whole new demographic for the Democratic Party, and this could possibly prove problematic for the Republican Party. And this is coming from the Federalist, and this is what they had to say. I found this very interesting. They said, Marianne Williamson is what the religious left has been waiting for. They say that Williamson's rhetoric reaches an audience of millions of voters who are hungry for a new kind of religious left to act as a counterweight to the religious right that has dominated the discussion of religion and politics. Again, this is coming from the Federalist, and I thought that was pretty full of insight. They say her hippie-like spiritual preaching on the campaign trail have put on a spectacle that have caused few political observers to take the self-help author's candidacy seriously, but her participation in the race could mean cultivating a new core of Democratic voters on the left. So there you go. There might be a new something rising out of the Democratic Party's new spiritual guru. And you have to remember, she also won the Drudge Report's candidate poll with 47% of the vote. She said herself to The Hill, the establishment media sees me as a real threat to the status quo. People are so invested in creating this false narrative about me as the crystal lady, the wacky new age nutcase. But you also have to remember she's written 14 books, and one of them is titled The Politics of Love, A Handbook for a New American Revolution. So we shall see.
The Democrats have made quite an effort to paint all Republicans as extremely conservative, especially if they're Trump followers. What are the polls showing in terms of how people would identify themselves?
Well, what we're seeing now, and this is coming from Heritage Action for America, they have conducted three very timely and inventive polls. They interviewed 4,500 likely U.S. voters. This is across the board, all U.S. voters, and they're referring to the questions that they asked on this as being pivotal to victory in 2020. And what they have found out is that most of these voters are actually leaning conservative. Here's a couple of numbers. The polls find that 73% of all voters now reject political correctness. 70% do not approve of single-payer health care. 65% oppose socialism, and 63% say the U.S. border crisis is an emergency, and another 57%, perhaps more significantly, Rick, is that they say Democrats are becoming increasingly extremist, and half of them no longer support the Democratic Party because it has become, quote, too liberal by supporting radical ideas. And this is, again, coming from the Heritage Action for America. This is a grassroots organization founded by the Heritage Foundation. They said they wanted to find out what issues were currently resonating and motivating all of the U.S. voters out there. And they said, we found that the GOP is not connecting the dots between its own innate conservative principles and voters' preferences, which our polling reveals are more similar than many realize. Again, that's coming from the Heritage Action for America, pointing out that conservative values are out there among all voters.
Well, you've got another poll, this one a little more specific to Trump supporters.
Yeah, this has kind of created a bit of a ruckus this week. And this is a new Rasmussen Report survey, and they also interviewed a whole bunch of voters, about 1,500 of them. And they were wondering if these voters consider followers of President Trump to be racist, because there's a lot of accusations that the president is racist. So this new Rasmussen Report survey said, do you consider President Trump's voters to be racist? Well, 59% of likely U.S. voters do not believe that if you vote for Donald Trump, that makes you a racist. So that's all likely U.S. voters. And only 29% of them agreed with that statement. So this correlation between, it's sort of an unpleasant one, but most voters do not feel that. But Rasmussen went into the deep numbers here, and this is what they say. A closer look finds that 49% of Democrats think Trump voters are racist, compared to 13% of Republicans and 23% of independents. So we're kind of seeing these are perceptions out there. I don't know quite what to make out of them, but they're out there. And this all kind of got started because Joe Lockhart, who he was served as press secretary for President Bill Clinton, he was on Twitter, and he made this point. He said, some pundits say if you support a racist campaign, then you are therefore a racist yourself. Again, that's coming from Joe Lockhart. He put that on a tweet. part of a series he called the White House Daily Shadow Briefing. So that's an ongoing situation, kind of an interesting cultural and political moment, but it's out there.
If you're a seafood fan, obviously you are a fan of Chesapeake Bay crabs, and you have good years and you have off years. What does the future hold?
Well, this is a wonderful, quirky thing to talk about this morning, and actually we need to send a memo to Al Gore and tell him that climate change is not always a negative factor. And this is coming from the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. And scientists at this esteemed establishment, they are predicting that warmer winters in the Chesapeake Bay will likely lead to longer and more productive seasons for Maryland's beloved blue crab. I kind of like this. Anyway, they say that winters will be up to 50% shorter by 2100, and overwinter survival of the blue crab will increase by at least 20% compared to current conditions. Here's what they have to say. Blue crabs are a climate change winner in the bay. I repeat, blue crabs are a climate change winner in the bay. As the bay gets warmer, they will do better because they are more tropical species. We always hear about those species that are going to struggle or move. The blue crab are going to do better. And this is coming from Tom Miller. He is a professor of fisheries science and the director of the Environmental Center himself. They explain that the blue crab is found along the Atlantic coast. We all know that. From New England all the way to Argentina, and Maryland's beloved blue crabs spend their winters, Rick, dormant in the muddy sediment at the bottom of the Chesapeake Bay, and they emerge only when the water temperatures near about 50 degrees. And in recent years, this dormancy period has become shorter, and trends indicate it would become shorter still and could potentially become non-existent. So everybody get your melted butter and little mallets ready, and the crabs will be there for you.
Now, if they'd only bring it in under $30 a pound, we'd be fine. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. As always, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Rick. It's my pleasure.
6:47, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Some slow-going traffic right now on 395 northbound, where there is still a work zone in the vicinity of Washington Boulevard along the right side. Traffic getting by in the left lane, so that is causing some slow traffic. On 66, earlier accident westbound, west of Route 29 in Centerville, completely cleared away. No problems to report right now on the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. Now, in Maryland and Bethesda, keep in mind that Wissaming Road is closed in both directions between Winnebago Road and Tuscarora Road, and that because of storm damage. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 89. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 90. Thunderstorms on Monday with a high of 85. Cloudy Tuesday up to 90. And more thunderstorms possible Wednesday with a high of 90. 72 in Washington, headed to 89, 6:48 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker got an award from the Washington Post. Four Pinocchios. That is defined as a whopper. Now, what's interesting about the audio clip is, I'm going to play the whole thing because it's all about the context. So Cory Booker was talking about voter suppression and claiming that the Russians and the Republicans were suppressing votes in the state of Michigan. And that was the reason that President Trump edged Hillary Clinton and won Michigan. Well, the Washington Post calls that a whopper of mistruth. I added the mistruth, but it's a whopper. It's four Pinocchios, and we know what a Pinocchio is. The long nose means you're not telling the truth. What's funny about this is if you listen to it, Cory Booker sets the whole segment up talking about truth and how important the truth is. And in fact, he's telling a whopper as identified by the Washington Post.
This is one of those times where we're not staring at the truth and calling it out. And this is a case for the Democratic Party, the truth will set us free. We lost the state of Michigan because everybody from Republicans to Russians were targeting the suppression of African-American voters. We need to say that. If the African-American vote in this state had been like it was 4 years earlier, we would have won the state of Michigan. We need to have a campaign that is ready for what's coming. An all-out assault, especially on the most valuable voter group in our, in fact, the highest performing voter group in our coalition, which is black women. And so I will be a person that tries to fight against voter suppression that can activate and engage the kind of voters and coalitions that are going to win states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
Did you catch that? The truth will set us free. And he tells a lie. Quick note from the Washington Post explanation of their For Pinocchio Award to Cory Booker. Washington Post noting that African Americans had a weaker track record of voting in elections when Barack Obama was not on the ballot. The black turnout looked weak mainly in comparison to stronger turnout by whites and Hispanics in 2016. So, that's the explanation from the Washington Post. Cory Booker's Truth Will Set Us Free got him for Pinocchio's. As we move on, we have some other audio to get to here, which I think you may find of interest. Now, President Trump speaking in Cincinnati got pretty amped up with the crowd. No chance of sending her back, but this is the president describing the attacks on President Obama.
But I was watching the so-called debate last night, and I also watched the night before, and the Democrats spent more time attacking Barack Obama than they did attacking me, practically. Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, and they're the party, frankly, of socialism.
So that's the president, and a lot of that incoming fire was aimed at Joe Biden, the criticism of the Obama administration aimed at Joe Biden. Joe Biden spoke to reporters the next day, and here's how he felt about it.
I was a little surprised at how much their incoming was about Barack, about the president. I mean, I'm proud of having served with him. I'm proud of the job he did. I don't think there's anything he has to apologize for, and I think, you know, it kind of surprised me, the degree of the criticism.
Well, that was an interesting segment of the debate, and Joe Biden's response interesting. And a lot of talk this week from the Democrats about attitude and things, and Donnie Deutsch spoke up about it, and here's how he's summing up where the Democrats are. Of course, Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC quite a bit and has been highly critical of President Trump.
The Democrats have become the party of nerds. I mean, that's what goes on there. The Republicans are the party of strength and reprehensible many, many times, but people follow strength, and there's a nerdiness that's happened to the Democratic Party where your voice did it perfectly. And
so
you've
good.
Got and that's it. We've become a wimpy party, and people don't follow wimps.
So that's Donnie Deutsch, and a couple of other notes in the news I want to get some audio behind. A lot of talk about Russia and the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. The president has pulled out of it, and he explains why here. And then we're going to get some comments from NATO's Secretary General.
The particular pact you're talking about that expired as of today, they weren't living up to their commitment. And I said, if they're not going to live up to their commitment, then we have to more. We always have to be in the lead. You know, I've redone our nuclear. We have new nuclear coming. I hate to tell that to people. I hate to say it because it's devastating. But we've always got to be in the lead.
So that's the president. Now, the president taking some criticism for pulling out of another treaty, but here's what the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, said about it.
This decision is supported by all NATO allies, because no international agreement is effective if it's only respected by one side. Russia bears the sole responsibility for the demise of the INF treaty.
So NATO solidly behind the decisions to pull out of the treaty, And we're going to talk with both Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland about that upcoming. I wanted to go back a little earlier in the week because this story didn't get much attention, and I think it's important to just when you're trying to put all this in context. The president was at Jamestown, a ceremony marking the birth of democracy in America. Now, the Black Virginia Legislative Caucus skipped the event. Governor Ralph Northam was there earlier, but slipped back to Richmond before President Trump arrived. The lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, was there, shook hands with the president. They were cordial. But Governor Northam wasn't there. Many members of the legislature weren't there, the Democratic members of the legislature, many of them. Now, I just wanted to play a segment of the speech. The president, straight on the teleprompter the whole way through, right on script, didn't stray off the script. And I thought he had some remarks that were eloquent here, but within 30 seconds of him making the remarks, he was interrupted by a heckler that turned out to be a Democratic delegate who represents Fairfax. But this is the president speaking, and I just want you to get a sense of the tone of his presentation and to be interrupted 30 seconds later.
In the face of grave oppression and grave injustice, African Americans have built, strengthened, inspired, uplifted, protected, defended, and sustained our nation from its very earliest days. Last year, I was privileged to sign the law establishing a commission to commemorate the arrival of the first Africans to the English colonies and the 400 years of African American history that have followed. That was an incredible day. That was an incredible event. Today, we are grateful to be joined by that commission's chairman, Dr. Joseph Green. Thank you, Dr. Green, please.
So that's the president speaking. And as the Washington Post points out, this is a day that Virginia leaders had spent years preparing for as a celebration of the state's storied past. But within 30 seconds of those remarks from President Trump, Delegate Ibrahim Samira, who is a Democrat from Fairfax, interrupts the president's speech.
Right here in Virginia, your predecessors...
So the delegate was escorted out. The president came right back in, did not acknowledge the interruption. Again, stayed right on script. No cheap shots from the president. He just ignored it and went ahead with his speech. Amazing what our politics is doing to our country, the divisiveness to interrupt the president at Jamestown, a delegate interrupting the president.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden Traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
7 o'clock news coming up next with Heather Curtis. We're back with John Gizzi. We'll talk with John about what's next in the position of the Director of National Intelligence, the Democratic debates, and the National Cathedral is now wading into politics. We'll also talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and K.T. McFarland. Stay with us on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.